Hi everyone, this is Fruit Hag, the brainwashed liberal who put together the doc for this episode. After the recording was completed, Amelia and Spooks were both so happy with how it turned out that they decided to celebrate by deleting some or all of their audio. Whoops. Fortunately though, through a combination of my own raw talent and good old-fashioned internet Hollywood McGick, we've been able to bring this Frankenstein's monster back to life. But it might be a bit rough around the edges at times, so please be nice to me. Also, if anyone says anything at any point in the episode that makes it sound like the election hadn't happened yet, that's just a prank. Don't worry about it. It's time travel, and it's a time travel prank. Enjoy!
Fox News employs the following liberals, among others. Juan Williams, Alan Colmes, Kirsten Powers, Dennis Kucinich.
Dennis Kucinich was on Fox News?
What about Shepard Smith or Geraldo Rivera? Mara Liasson? Bill Schultz?
That's the best way I've ever heard anyone say Geraldo Rivera's name. Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo, the promised land.
My voice has been playing a lot of The Witcher.
No, that's Geraldo Rivera.
I would watch a talk show hosted by Geralt of Rivia. What? I can't believe I have to listen to this crap.
Hello, and welcome to Extra Credit, the big circus ball serial of podcasts. In the room tonight, we have Detective Slowpoke.
The movie, The Incredibles, contains what have some discerned to be anti-egalitarian themes.
Ganymede.
See also misogyny, racism, intolerance, bigotry, romantic paintings.
Nate here, D.
Animal House glorifies alcohol abuse, debauchery, nihilism, premarital sex, and all that other gobbledygook.
Sherman Tank.
Donald Trump says the Bible is his favorite book, and The Art of the Deal is his second favorite book.
Spooks!
The brutal proponent of atheism, Joseph Stalin, was not a big fan of ponies.
Well, that settles it.
Kumquats up!
Pictures of overweight George R. R. Martin can be found here and here and here and here.
Wait, was that a fat snap also? You can find those links all around the site.
And Amelia Blank. Eating what we want isn't liberty. That's tyranny. Eating what is right is freedom. That's victory over oppression.
Hello, Extra Credit. Hey there.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hello. So, would you say that you're all very politically aware?
I'm voting for Jill Stein, so no.
I think I actually could stand to know a lot more about politics. I'm excited to learn.
Really, Ganny?
Yeah, I'm a pretty uninformed voter, or I will be if I vote, I guess. I think I figured out not Trump by this point, but you know.
I'm voting for pizza.
Kumquat is searching for the most pro-pizza candidate.
Okay, good.
I think
too bad Herman Cain's not running, because we know it was him.
Where is he searching for this candidate?
Well, I think the first place that I would go to find truth and a guiding light is a little website called Conservapedia.
Woo!
Oh.
Oh boy.
It's a website. That's as far as I could say as far as truthfulness on websites in general. What I just said was nonsense. Just like the site. Okay.
It's a website very convinced of its own truthfulness. And I hope by the end of this we'll be convinced, too.
Well, as you can tell, the root word is conservative, and I think we're going to need...
So they're just, like, really into conservation, right?
Like,
yes, they're very pro-environment.
Yes.
So, Nick here, could you read the conservative page on Conservapedia?
Oh, I would be glad to. I'm sure this will be a, you know, a clear-headed, unbiased assessment of the conservative. A conservative is someone who rises above his personal self-interest and promotes moral and economic values beneficial to all.
Citation needed.
This is what we're going to be reading.
I don't see a citation.
You're going to wear out your vocal cords every time if you call out citation needed.
A conservative is willing to learn and advocate the insights of economics and the logic of the Bible for the benefit of everyone else.
Oh,
a conservative.
What exactly is the logic of the Bible?
I mean, I'm sure internally
if
consistent.
If God, then something.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. A conservative favors conserving value by not giving handouts to anyone who does not really need them.
That's not what conserving value needs, but whatever. Means, okay, but whatever. All right.
Does every great definition have the same, like, root word in the definition?
I think it must.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say that the list of people who deserve them is pretty trim.
I assume it's other conservatives who deserve it.
A conservative typically adheres to principles of personal responsibility, moral values, and limited government, agreeing with George Washington's farewell address that, quote, religion and morality are indispensable supports, unquote, to political prosperity.
That seems like a strange place to just cut off that quote, because religion and morality are indispensable supports.
Well, he was talking about propping up his desk.
Yeah.
Indispensable supports to what, George?
Like I told you, it's his desk. He put a Bible under his desk because it was wobbly.
Okay, you might be wondering what a conservative in action is like. So I've got a good example for
you. I have never wondered that, and now I have really gross images in my head.
Well, this is what it might look like. Phil Crane, the leading conservative congressman in the House, it doesn't say which House, could be Dr. House.
The House as made famous by Corey.
No, Dr. House. The most famous conservative inside Hugh
could
Laurie.
Could be Corey in the House.
Yes.
Houseu, the 1974 Japanese horror.
Oh, I like that one, yeah.
Deep cuts.
Phil Crane, the leading conservative congressman in the House from 1969 to 2005, urged people to make the world a better place than where they found it, and quoted frequently from the Bible in pursuit of that goal.
So far, so good.
So we actively spat in the face of separation of church and state. Got it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Okay, and here's a name I'm sure this won't be the last time we hear today. Former President Ronald Reagan said the basis of conservatism is a desire for less government interference or less centralized authority or more individual freedom.
Right.
Somebody should open a soundboard so it just plays like a heavenly chorus whenever somebody says Ronald Reagan on this site.
Well, it doesn't cite where he wrote it, but I'm pretty sure he wrote that in the Bible.
Oh, right.
I mean, maybe. It doesn't say he didn't.
He scribbled it into the back of the Bible that he took his pledge of office in.
They have a vector of Ronald Reagan's signature on the page about him.
Why don't you go through and give us a few of their goals and principles?
Okay, goals and principles. I would like to say, I don't know if we'll get to it later, but there is a wonderful diagram lower in the page of the brain of a conservative Republican. And I'd like to just note that everything is kind of centered around the common sense lobe.
Which we all know controls the motor functions.
Yes, I think so. Some of the goals and principles of conservatism are limited government and balanced budgets, capitalism and free markets, classroom prayer.
Okay, let me stop you right here.
Okay.
Yeah, slight divergence there, but... respect for human life and prohibition of abortion, abstinence education, traditional marriage, not same-sex marriage.
Wait, if there's abstinence, won't there be less fetuses to protect?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that just makes every last one more precious.
They're just trying to make their job easier.
The concept of retribution for crimes, including the death penalty for heinous murders, proved beyond reasonable doubt.
Yes,
the only context in which the death penalty is used.
I don't see any hypocrisy there.
No.
Go on.
Let's just keep going, then we won't have to think about it. Family values, including traditional relationships and division of labor within the household. Now, this one's important. Respect for differences between men and women, comma, boys and girls.
Is he directing that at boys and girls like a circus?
Yeah, maybe.
Respect for differences between men and women, boys and girls.
Then it really should have been written, respect for differences between ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I have a feeling that was added recently to, you know, combat the whole bathroom debacle that they were having.
Well, I really like that we needed to clarify the age groups. Like, yes, even in the pupil stage, they are distinct.
Did Dozerfleet founder write this wiki?
This is way too clearly written for Dozerfleet.
Ooh, oh my gosh, the next bullet is so good.
All right, just a few more principles.
Yeah,
for
hit
you.
Me with that next one. It's really good.
Yeah.
Laws against pornography.
Damn it, I'm out. Fuck this.
The internet crumbled at its foundations.
Guys, I think we can agree that, you know, conservatives are the most principled people in the universe. But I care about their words.
Good.
Do you think conservatives have a lot of words?
I mean, I've seen nothing but so far.
Just looking at just this page.
Yeah, they definitely do. Words.
No, they have the most words.
Oh, yeah, the best words.
Yeah.
Oh, man. A glossary to understand our new friends.
Yeah.
Glossaries, no! Best new conservative word. I see, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let's see, conservative terms expressing conservative insights originate at a faster rate and with a higher quality than liberal terms do.
There is a graph showing how that literally conservatives, they have the best words.
Oh my god. They're getting more and more every day.
I have the smartest people. They're the smartest.
Do any of you like saying yes to things?
Yes! Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Maybe? Shit.
You should probably tell me what a yes man is then.
A yes man, let's see, is someone, often liberal, who agrees and votes as he is told.
Yes, only liberals, often liberals.
Often a liberal.
So I really wish I were a conservative.
You know this is being recorded, right?
That makes me a wannabe, but I guess it doesn't, because it's a word that criticizes liberal status worship.
Oh. Okay. See, these are all these secret definitions that I never knew about.
Did you know that Vaporware is a new computer program that is not really available as hyped in the media? See also the parable of the two sons at Matthew 21:28-32.
Wait, what?
A scam is a deceptive scheme, which is what most liberal theories are.
Oh my god. Now see,
I feel like I'm having a flashback.
You know, the best political discourse is written up on a typewriter. Which was, that's a conservative word, and it's an object invented by a homeschooled American used to better spread conservative ideas.
So, none of you guys know what pack heat means, right? Like, I think we can all agree that none of us know what the to pack heat, nobody knows what that means. That's
when you put hot, icy hot in your crotch, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a bag of coal.
Bunch of cats going to heat at once.
It means to carry a concealed firearm allowed by a permit in nearly every state, yet liberal bias has made dictionaries slow to recognize this term.
Oh, wow.
Are phrases usually put in a dictionary?
Parenting. The term parenting was invented in 1958, and it means children raising!
This recording, I think, is a floundering a bit, so I'm going to throw it a life vest, which is a pro-life invention.
Yeah.
True.
Speaking of liberals, I'm going to go ahead and give you some information on the liberals.
Ooh.
Okay.
There are a lot of fun arguments on the talk pages for these articles.
And of course, the definition of a liberal is Barack Obama, so he's the picture.
Barack Hussein Obama advocates the use of unsuccessful Keynesian economic concepts. He is known to be the most liberal and least successful president in history.
Yeah. By the way, who's Millard Fillmore?
Nixon was a war criminal.
Well, there's that.
I know about Mallard Fillmore.
A liberal is someone who craves an increase in government spending, power, and control, such as Obamacare. All liberals support this censorship and denial of Christianity.
There's no such thing as Christianity!
They deny it even though every liberal president has been Christian. Liberals who are part of the secular left prefer the atheist religion over the Christian faith.
Atheism, now a religion.
As atheism has no objective morality to hinder their big government plans. What?
Just keep going, it's Conservapedia, just keep going.
Increasingly, liberals side with the homosexual agenda. You guys been getting updates on the homosexual agenda?
Oh, that is a hyperlink.
You're not getting their newsletter?
I'm not getting the minutes from the last meeting.
I was gonna say you need to sign up for their email.
Yeah,
list.
I think my mail's being intercepted or something because I'm just not getting the committee meeting.
It's just a bunch
minutes.
I had a trapper keeper that was like flamboyant, but I don't know if I'd call it a homosexual agenda.
I think the homosexual agenda has been intercepted by rogue deacons in your area, Sherman.
Oh, okay.
Including homosexual marriage, in quotations. Liberals favor a welfare state where people receive endless entitlements without working. Okay. Like, no conservative just yeah. doesn't work. The liberal ideology has degenerated into economic unsound views and intolerant ideology. All liberals support, in knee-jerk fashion, the opposite of conservative principles, while lacking any actual ideology or values of their own.
I thought you just described their ideology.
They're the opposite of us, so they don't have anything.
We exist, so they must not.
Polling data has consistently shown that an increasingly large percentage of Americans identify as conservative, rather than as a liberal, currently by 38%. 21%. What is that citation to?
What's the quickest tell? Like, if you're talking to somebody, like, what's the quickest way to know if they're a liberal?
Oh my god, I'll tell you the quickest way. All liberals support the following political positions and practices. Okay. Slavery!
Wait a minute.
Oh. Jeez.
Yeah, which is just as worse as wasting money on ineffective government programs.
Like slavery.
Denial of science, especially creation science.
What?
Gravity is only a theory.
Oh, this is a delicious bit of hypocrisy. Brainwashing voters with propaganda.
Have you noticed that hypocrisy is also one of their positions and practices?
Oh, that's nice.
I take a yeah. principled stand for hypocrisy.
I think there might be more liberals on this site than they realize. Oh, good, we've got hatred in there as a blanket.
I followed the citation link for liberal hypocrisy to http://images.sodahead.com/polls/a bunch of other stuff, and it says real_verse liberal hypocrisy extra large, and the requested URL was not found on this server.
I have another liberal principle for you. Fascism!
What about treason?
Belief in evolution?
Destroying the Christian foundation.
I did click on one of the hyperlinks in that list. Hate is the emotion involving severe abhorrence and detestation being felt or directed towards another person, animal, location, object, or situation. This is still on Conservapedia. They just have a definition page for hatred.
Obesity! What is Keynesian? Is that like Kenya?
Maynard Keynes, yeah. Political economist.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I think you just hit on something there. Like, it involves most of the same letters as Kenya, which probably
that's not. Why I thought maybe.
That actually,
oh my
that
god!
Makes a lot of sense.
Oh my god!
just a gut bile reaction.
Yeah. I would like you to also know that liberals. One of the liberal values is. Unconstitutionally mandated separation of church and state.
I'm personally a fan of taxpayer funded and state encouraged abortions because I just imagine the government going, "Hey, you're pregnant. Let's get that out of you."
They're not encouraged. They just have a bunch of like government appointed encouragers, like abortion encouragers. Like, yeah, you can do it.
You'd think that would be mutually exclusive to their principle of pedophilia.
Mutilating corpses? I need to
I need to click that. Is another good one.
Hey guys, do you know that there is a page on Conservpedia about magic?
Yay!
Whoa!
I mean, yeah, sure.
How is it spelled?
It's MAGIC without a K, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just magic.
Just right.
Someday we'll get it. So we'll find the McGig.
Odds on it being about the card game.
Well, we're about to find out. Magic is the production of seemingly physically impossible occurrences that conflict with the natural laws by a person or people. The source of magic differs depending on the practitioner, religious, or philosophical beliefs. Magic differs from a miracle, which is a normally physically impossible act perpetrated by a god or by a person inspired by
What?
They have to set up the lore for why it works when it does.
Yeah, that's the rules, motherfucker. You can't break them.
Kumquat's up. What are practitioners of magic called varyingly?
Well, they're called varyingly. They're also called, in addition to varyingly, magicians, mages, sorcerers, witches, hexers, shamans, witch doctors, or wizards.
I don't know if they're called hexers by anyone but the people on Conservapedia.
Oh, guys. Practitioners of non-stage magic, that's the, you know, category, will sometimes add a K at the end of the word.
Oh.
Yay.
Creating magick.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. It's wonderful.
Also, Conservapedia apparently endorses My Little Pony because friendship is a form of magic.
I want to tell you all about the use of magic as a pejorative label. The word magic has become somewhat synonymous with deception. As a result, by using the label magic, a person can negatively characterize ritual practices or beliefs that he wishes to condemn. For example, the last Roman emperor to practice the traditional Roman religion, Julian, characterized the apostles Paul and Peter as the greatest magicians who ever lived.
I hate to disagree with Julian. But Siegfried and Roy are the greatest magicians who ever lived.
Well, they're New Testament.
It was in an attempt to reduce the wonders of Christianity to mere wizardry.
Yay!
Because it invokes evil or false supernatural powers, Christians themselves are also mistrustful of magic. For example, in Dante's Inferno, sorcerers are punished in the eighth circle of hell, lowered in tyrants, usurers in simoniacs.
Wasn't Dante, like, didn't he write the Inferno and the whole Divine Comedy when he was, like, banished for, like, blasphemy? And now he's being, cited?
Modern Christianity also rejects the idea of individual humans using magic as using a form of dark or evil power. And the category for magic is, of course, religion, which includes stuff like divine beings, mythology, and atheism, which is, of course, a religion. Let's see. Oh. Sherman Tank, do you think we should talk about the Bible?
The Bible is the most logical, insightful, and influential collection of books and letters ever written! It includes the most beautiful book ever written, the Gospel of Luke, the most profound book ever written, the Gospel of John, and the most intellectual letter ever written, the Epistle to the Hebrews! Biblical scientific foreknowledge has anticipated or guided nearly every great human achievement! The Bible is unique in the literature of the world and was extensively studied by the greatest modern thinkers, including Isaac Newton, Louis Pasteur, Bernard Riemann, Alexander Hamilton, John von Neumann, and Kurt Gödel. Shorter than you might think, the Bible consists of two parts, 27 short books in the letters of the New Testament of the Christian faith, and 39 Hebrew and Aramaic books recognized by both Christianity and Judaism, which are included in the collection of 46 writings known as the Old Testament.
But wait, there's more. Buy today and you'll also receive 600 unreleased books. A whole
one new aspect of the Bible is just frequently overlooked, particularly by those who read it only to criticize it.
is that it is replete with examples of humor. This is unsurprising. The authors of the Bible, in addition to being inspired by God, were also complex human beings, members of cultures as rich and as fascinating, etc., etc., etc. Let's read some Bible jokes from Dr. Hershey H. Friedman.
Hershey is his first name?
Apparently so.
Okay.
You guys get ready to laugh. These are great. I'm gonna go to an open mic night with these. The door turns on its hinges, and the lazy man on his bed. Proverbs 26:14. You get it? You get it?
I didn't get it until you cited it, but I'm glad you did, because now it's pretty funny.
I know I get out of bed by shooting up erect, straight up in the air, and I never turn over. I am not lazy.
What do you mean by erect, Kumquat?
Many things.
Well, you said that the Bible is the most beautiful book ever written. I think Kumquat would disagree, because now we're going to go into Harry Potter.
Yeah!
Finally.
Guys, I can't read this page. It's got spoiler warnings.
At least they're, you know, they're conscientious about that. They don't agree with it, but they don't want to wreck it for someone.
And here's the best part. I don't think there's actually any spoilers in spoiler warning.
Dumbledore is, spoiler, evil.
The Harry Potter books are a hugely popular series of 7 fantasy novels by J.K. Rowling about 3 children at a British boarding school for witchcraft and wizardry. Harry, Ron, and Hermione! The children grow from age 11 to 17 in the books, giving them appeal to a broad range of readers, including children and teenagers, but also appealing to adults. Since their release, interest and acceptance of withcraft has increased, particularly among the goth subculture, and many rides and attractions centered around the books are causing children to accept and admire witchcraft and magic.
I really like the assertion that the reason Harry Potter appeals to a wide age range is because the characters age over the course of the series. Like, older teens can only read the later books.
Wait, is this admiration of witchcraft different than the accepting of withcraft?
Yes.
Okay.
A withcraft.
You know, it sounds like it's popularizing the occult and mockery of Christianity.
But what are the occult and mockery of Christianity in the books, Kumquat?
Spoiler warning! This article contains important plot information. Many conservative Christians have attacked the books. That happened in the plot. Most mainline Protestant and Catholic leaders have taken a more favorable position. For example, the official organization of American Catholic Bishops, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, has rated each film A11. Or all, maybe.
It's the poorly conceived sequel title to AI.
That is, suitable for adults and adolescents, and was not found to be morally offensive. The Episcopal Conference even named the film adaptation of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban one of the best 10 best family films of 2004. However, conservative critics have charged that the books will have the potential of driving children away from Christian knowledge of good and evil toward the occult more than anything else in Western society. A generation of children is becoming desensitized to the occult. But with Hollywood's help, Harry Potter will likely surpass all these influences, potentially reaping some grave spiritual consequences.
Yeah, the series is mostly tied up.
Hollywood never filmed any of the books.
They never took static video footage of the books themselves. That was one thing they did not do.
Every Harry Potter movie is British and very family friendly without references to any alleged occultism.
Wait, I'm confused. What is this article's position on?
It's describing the plot of Harry Potter.
Yeah. Remember the scene in the last Harry Potter movie where, you know, it was all about the Council of Catholic Bishops?
And remember when Harry Potter spat on the Bible?
No. They spoiled the plot. The movies had no references to occultism.
Are the Episcopal Conference Awards, like, just above the Emmys?
Witchcraft is expressly forbidden by the Old Testament!
No witchcraft.
Nope.
Stop it.
Hey, you guys! Stop! No witchcraft!
You think of all the things to cite, that would be an easy one. Like, just...
Like an actual passage or something?
Bonus chapter. Cut out all that witchcrafting.
Conservative Christians say the Harry Potter series is written in a way that embeds fantasy and wizardry into a real-world setting. This could potentially lead to some children exploring witchcraft,
no.
Wicca, and paganism! Indeed, the Pagan Federation in
Britain.
One of the most powerful lobbies out there.
My favorite Pagan Federation was the Pagan Federation of the Next Generation.
If the Pagan Federation backs Trump, it's all over.
Pagan Federation in Britain.
I was a fan of Deep Seance 9.
Has received a flood of inquiries from young Harry Potter fans. The children's fantasy genre and slick storytelling style may make
the
danger more severe.
Wait, young Harry Potter fans know to contact the Pagan Federation of Britain?
Yeah, have you ever never read one of the books? It's in the back. It says, hey, if you're interested, send $5 to the Pagan Federation, and they, like, send you a wand or some shit.
Some x-ray goggles.
I like how, like, the fact that it has a storytelling style. Like, a book, the fact that a book has a storytelling style.
Well, it tells a story in, like,
it's described as slick, which I don't totally get.
Style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, Harry wasn't much of a Hepcat.
They must have read a hardcover copy with a dust jacket.
I need to go look up slick in the glossary.
I think that's enough for Harry Potter here.
Oh, don't we want to hear about notable ban attempts?
What? Where? Oh! I thought you meant banning people from Conservapedia.
Oh my god, if that article exists,
I'm sure
that's
out there. I'm sure it's a talk page.
I wasn't going to be surprised if that was the next thing. On the week of April 10th, 2006, Georgia mother of four Laura Mallory filed an appeal with the Gwinnett Board of Education in an attempt to remove the Harry Potter series from Gwinnett schools. Ms. Mallory, who has only read excerpts of the books, stated on the appeal form that she wished the books removed due to their evil themes, witchcraft, demonic activity, murder, evil blood sacrifice, spells, and teaching children all of this.
How many of those are also in the Bible?
The local Board of Education denied the request, as they felt the banning of Harry Potter would necessitate the banning of all books with reference to witches, including plays like Macbeth and even stories like Cinderella.
The bastards!
Ms. Mallory has since appealed
the
ruling twice to no avail.
Looking here, there's notable articles here, like MSNBC, Jack Chick, which we might get back to later. But for now, Detective Slowpoke, you're the one that hasn't read it in a while, right?
Yeah.
Could you give us a little bit of information about Fox News Channel?
Well, of course. Okay. I got a good one for this. Fox News Channel is a United States cable and satellite news channel that pretends to be conservative.
What?
Actually promoting
what?
I was not expecting that.
And the homosexual agenda.
This is taking a turn.
Oh my god, I'm telling you the truth.
Fox News woke AF, I guess.
What? More like Foxy News, yeah.
Question, who's out there more conservative than Fox
News? Wait, if conservatives don't love Fox News, who's watching it? Who the fuck is still...
I can answer this question. People at the barber shop.
Okay.
Detective Slowpoke, I've never been in my grandparents' house when they had the TV on, so I don't know anything about Fox News. Could you tell me more?
Well, It is a 24-hour general news service covering breaking news as well, political, business, and entertainment news. The average age of its viewership is 74 years old.
That sounds about right.
Even 79 years old for its O'Reilly factor.
This is what Enoch has on up in heaven. He left the TV on in his house when he went out for a walk, and it's tilting the average.
I know it's kind of terrible, but I'm reading this and mostly just thinking, oh, so we've just got to wait it out.
Pretty much.
It gets better. They just have a beef with O'Reilly, apparently.
Well, to be fair, O'Reilly is a piece of shit.
Just like everybody else on the planet.
Yeah, it's a good person to have a beef with.
O'Reilly's an asshole, so... And I mean that literally. Well, I think he's a talking asshole.
It's possible. Yes. I mean,
he's certainly wrinkly enough.
Fox News Channel is self-serving happy talk. It's telling its elderly audience what it wants to hear or selling O'Reilly's latest book.
Oh, that's true. I agree with half of that.
Your grandkids still love you. Fox News.
Don't worry. Your children will come to visit you in the home.
And now Cal Calloway.
Let's see. Do you just want me to keep going, or do you want me to switch down to a different?
You know, I've been thinking this about Sarah Palin recently. No,
he's got to read the next paragraph.
Oh, yeah. God, he does.
Here we go. Oh, the Fox News Channel heavily promotes Reno backers.
It's Rhino.
Who may appear to be Reno. Ah, whatever.
And this character Rhino pronounces backers. It Reno.
Oh, yeah, okay. This character says Reno.
Yeah. That's where I go on the weekends.
No, see, that
I shot a backer in Reno just to watch him vote.
Wow.
Commentators who may appear to be conservative but side with Renos when it just matters most. In the first major 2016 presidential debate, feminist Megyn Kelly of Fox News ambushed Donald Trump with irrelevant, out of context quotations to make it appear that he was somehow anti-woman.
Somehow!
Yeah, I mean, how could anybody get that impression?
He's just a rapist. What? Allegedly, sorry. I don't want to get sued.
He's just... Ah, fuck him. If he sues us, it means we'll get more
ooh,
listeners
I was wanting
than we
to get a Twitter beef
for.
With Donald
so
Trump.
Many hypothetical lawsuits on this show.
Hey, no publicity is bad publicity. That's how Trump works.
Additional examples of Fox News include Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Karl Rove, and Rush Limbaugh, who savaged Todd Akin for making a pro-life statement, pointing out that pregnancy from rape is rare due to feminine biology.
Hang on.
To be fair, none of us know the answer to this because Victor Laszlo is here.
I thought the grossest thing was to claim that somehow Karl Rove, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity weren't super conservative. But then that sentence happened.
The Fox News Channel gave Karl Rove, am trying to tell you the truth. Thank you.
Sorry, Colonel.
Gave Karl Rove a platform to raise money against pro-life Republican candidates. You may speak now, sir.
I don't have anything to say, Colonel.
Keep going.
Okay. Even Sarah Palin is too conservative for Fox News Channel, as when it canceled some of her interviews at a key political moment in August 2012, and then refused to renew her contract at the end of 2012, Fox negotiated a new contract 5 months later, but generally pushed her off.
Maybe
the
because
air.
She wasn't very informative or entertaining. I don't
so
know.
It sounds like
maybe
they didn't really
that.
Give her the boot. They sort of like reestablished her and then gently saw her out. Like
I think what they did was they realized that her points were hurting Mitt Romney.
Can we stop touching base with reality?
yes, please.
Yeah, this is not the place for that, everyone. So,
I can tell you. I can tell you about profanity instead.
Oh, yeah.
Please do.
Yeah, I think sometimes we get a little blue on the show, and I want to just, I think it pays to be educated. Profanity, also known as bad language, swearing, cursing, or cussing or vulgarity is the usage of words which are considered to be offensive or abusive. So bad language is language which is bad. Are we clear? Its use is taboo in polite or formal environments, and more commonly accepted in informal contexts. The word profanity comes from the word profane, which means that which is not sacred. Profane words tend to involve certain near-universal subjects. Filth, particularly human waste. Forbidden sexual practices. You know, fucking.
All of them.
yeah, here's all of them.
And blasphemous treatment of the sacred. However, which I assume is goddammit. However, it is the words themselves and not the concepts they represent which cause offense, as there are... Wait.
No, the concept of anal frat... the concept of... You know,
that's almost the opposite of true. We've moved fracking? So far away from like.
I have to say anal fracking because I heard. Yeah.
Drill, baby, yeah, drill!
No, anal fracking came up in like a F plus episode, I think. I think it was the homeopathy one. Who cares?
There are numerous words to signify any taboo subject with varying levels of acceptability. I think it's just telling you to scale down the bad things you're calling people. Just, like, take it down a notch. Among profane words, there exist at least two levels of offensiveness. We're not going to go into what they are.
What about euphemisms?
There are also, in many languages, including English, euphemisms, such as darn, drat, gosh...
Well, I'm sorry.
Darn, drat, gosh, frap, and so on.
God, I never knew there was so much self-censorship at Starbucks.
Yeah, you can't.
I was gonna say yes. I'd like to order a caramel frappe.
I'm gonna order more frappuccinos now that I know they're dirty.
A dirty frap.
Before we proceed, I just want to make it clear so that everyone who's listening knows that the image for the profanity page is a picture of Penn Jillette.
Oh, man.
Well done!
That's
well
amazing.
Well done, Conservapedia. I'll give him credit for that.
And to their credit, they do also acknowledge that language is a thing that evolves. Recently, racial terms have grown in their offensiveness.
You know,
the N-word was commonplace and acceptable until the mid-19th century. It is now too offensive... even for use in male-only settings.
What?
Yeah. Even male-only settings.
I'm gonna go down to the male parlor and talk about the Negroes.
According to some interpretations, profanity is prohibited by God in the Ten Commandments. This can be extrapolated. This can be extrapolated, technically it can, from Commandment 3. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain, since much profanity is in the form of swearing or cursing. Quote unquote.
What about the Lord my flatmate?
Quote unquote swearing or quote unquote cursing. Satan manifests in Hollywood through its insidious profanity, such a scene as on HBO.
Okay, now...
Now that sounds like something that it could give you a persecution complex.
Nakir, could you give us persecution
Give us a persecution complex, Nakir.
No,
yes. You get a persecution complex, and you get a persecution complex.
Everyone gets a persecution complex!
Now that everyone has a persecution complex, I think we should try to understand what that is.
So we need to go to WikiHow?
What are you implying, you asshole?
Well, I think that now we've landed that in his head, Kumquat might already be on the account.
Possibly. But until he turns up something, I want to tell you that a persecution complex is a belief and psychological condition by which an individual or a group believes that whenever that entity faces adversity, it must be because of symptoms beyond their control or the hatred of their enemies.
Okay, so far we haven't gone off the rails yet, but it shouldn't take long.
For example, someone suffering from a persecution complex will ascribe their individual failures to censorship rather than an individual problem. In recent years, so this is the key point, in recent years many liberals have begun abusing the phrase persecution complex to dismiss Christians who stand up for their freedoms.
There we go.
Of course, this is merely done to cover up their attitudes, which have blatantly fostered anti-Christian sentiment. Attacks on the religious freedoms of Christians can be heard nearly every week from nearly every level of society. The 2012 report, The Survey of Religious Hostility in America, confirmed what we already knew, that over 600 individual accounts of attacks on the religious freedoms of Christians had occurred between 2002 and 2012.
Hey, folks, you're listening to KXRQ. We have attacks on the religious freedoms of Christians every hour at the 15s.
Stay tuned for Johnny and the Christbreakers.
Completely unrelated to the last article we just talked about. Spooks, could you talk about the war on Christmas?
You got war on Christmas. I don't know why you want
to... Wait. Before, I just want to make sure, because we can't go, a full article without, discussing what liberals do, because they do all these things.
Okay.
After dismissing these Christians with their persecution complex, liberals may often invoke the suffering of homosexuals at the hands of Christians, though, of course, homosexuals actually carry more rights than other Americans in the form of employment discrimination and hate crime legislation. Okay. This is yet another blatant example of liberal hypocrisy.
No comment.
I'm a white male and I can't get a job, but those homosexuals can. That life is...
Yeah, that's why I've been unemployed for so long, because I have such a high privilege.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, if there's one thing that's been an immense asset to me in escaping homelessness, it's that I'm both bisexual and transgender. That is just working well for me.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys said it, not me.
That was the millionaire life. Oh,
no, Ganymede, Amelia. They said homosexual, not bisexual.
Oh, of course.
And they didn't say anything about transgender.
It scares them too much to write it.
Yeah,
Spooks, give us War on Christmas, please.
Okay. The War on Christmas refers specifically to the controversy surrounding the celebration or acknowledgement of the Christmas holidays in government, media, advertising, and other secular environments. Modern-day controversy occurs around the world and stems from the holiday's significant annual role in celebrating cultural values in Western...
You know, as long as they stop playing Christmas music before Halloween in department stores, I'm all for a war on Christmas.
Yeah, I agree, of course. The significant annual role in celebrating cultural values in Western society. See, the war on Christmas, how liberal plot to ban the sacred Christian holiday is worse than you thought.
Did you guys know that Puritans in America actually did ban Christmas?
It doesn't surprise me, they banned everything.
Yeah, I'll keep going.
Culture war is a term used to describe the swaying of what is acceptable in a society between culturally conservative and liberal. To that end, the war on Christmas is a major skirmish in that war.
Many men have died!
I hate it being on the front lines of the war on Christmas.
Each year, more and more...
My dearest Martha.
I was just going to start doing the harmonica. I can't do it.
We realize that we may only become jolly through adversity.
Dearest Martha, I have been stuck in this Target for 2 weeks now.
Johnny's rascal broke down by the DVD bargain bin.
My dearest Emily, the sights I have
tinsel
seen...
Tinsel and streamers everywhere.
The sights I have seen in the toy aisle of the Walmart are scarce able to describe.
My dearest Martha, today I saw a black Santa Claus.
Each year, more and more secular progressives work to eradicate the right of major retailers to say Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas in favor of the more benign and ultimately godless Happy Holidays. The term Christmas tree is also being replaced by holiday tree in some places.
Where?
Some Some place in Rhode Island. Who cares?
Where is it's Holiday Tree?
It's my favorite store, the Holiday Tree.
Also, don't they say Happy really Holidays because it includes Thanksgiving and New Year's?
No, it's because we want to get rid of Christmas.
I want
to
get rid of Christmas.
Somebody needs to brush up on the secular agenda.
Oh, I think that's also being blocked by the same people that are blocking the homosexual agenda.
Oh, okay.
Conservatives argue that this is a form of censorship by the liberal minority in society, tasked with the purpose of removing even the smallest mention of the Christmas holiday. An obvious danger for conservatives is the notion that such an issue would become a slippery slope.
It's a slippery.
A slippery. Yeah. Once the issue is removed from public discourse, the next removal becomes that much easier. As is common, individuals with a tendency towards liberal ideologies will not see the war on Christmas as real, and may even deny that there is such a controversy.
Well, now I feel foolish.
Okay. You know, I feel like right now we're wasting our kumquat, and it's been a while since he screamed something, so let's send him...
Oh, yeah.
I want to scream something. What?
Let's send him to Japanese animation.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Well... That's right above the Chuck Norris section, by the way.
Yeah, oh, God!
Japanese animation. The Japanese animation industry has attracted much interest in the West, with English-speaking fans avidly adopting Japanese terminology such as anime. Short for animation. But used almost exclusively to refer to animated features originating from Japan. And even otaku. Derogatory term meaning obsessive fan. The best known anime director, I like italicizing anime.
So-called anime.
I'm gonna pronounce that differently. The best known anime director in Japan is Hayao Miyazaki, founder of Studio Ghibli and famous for My Neighbor Totoro, Spirit Away, and Princess Mononoke. Some of those are links, and some of them are original.
Some of them are links, but none of them go anywhere. So are there categories of anime?
Yes. Yes.
Naruto and other.
I really love watching this other anime.
Shoujo is Japanese for young girl. Oh. Shoujo is also popular outside of Japan, with such famous dubs as Sailor Moon, Card Captor Sakura, Card Captors in America, Tokyo Mew Mew, and Fruits Basket! Within Shoujo, there is the subgenre of magical girl, where an otherwise average Japanese girl has magical powers with which she saves the world. More often than shonen, Shoujo are romance tales or rely heavily on romance in the plot. The heroine is often saving the world by night and snagging the boy of her dreams by day.
Saving the world by day? Wait.
It must have just been grueling to slog through the research for this and vetting it and everything.
I'm being a conservative and watching anime!
It's hard out there for a conservative brony. Oh, speaking of which...
Oh my God, is there a brony article?
Let me see. Yes, there is! There is a My Little Pony article!
Oh my God.
Come on. We're gonna have Slowpoke read that.
Oh, God damn it.
We love you, Slowpoke.
Slowpoke, why don't you give us a little My Little Pony here. My Little Pony.
My Little Pony is a popular franchise of little girls' toys.
So far it's accurate. And your voice is scaring me.
It is.
It's like I'm really at BronyCon.
It's not.
Sorry, I just read the second section.
Well, then, to be fair to the
of the readers not, let him read
I'm not looking at the page right now, and I'm so confused.
Slowpoke, can you make it?
Yeah, I can. Everyone else starts.
Okay. Shut up. Take two. Start
on My Little Pony and theism.
My Little Pony appears to encourage theism several episodes. The most noticeable example is Season 1, Episode 515, Feeling Beaky Keen. This episode is about faith, and the conclusion
the editors on this is
that the protagonists agree. This should have faith in things that one may not understand. Although some atheists have said that due to the fact there is evidence for pinky sense, and there is little to no evidence for theism, that there is just wishful thinking on the part of theists.
I like that none of us can correct anything about this, could add any knowledge to this article. What I don't know what I'm trying to say. Oh yeah, if any of us try to correct the plot synopsis of this, we'll reveal ourselves as bronies.
I've never watched an episode, so I...
Neither have I.
I just like how very specific, if someone says, such as in Season 1, Episode 15...
In this particular timestamp.
Yeah, next, I also like how they're against wishful thinking about faith. Anyway, keep reading, because this next moment is...
Oh my god.
Lord Faust, also a liberal, has denied that this was intentional and is an exception from the show's liberal bias.
My Little Pony and Capitalism.
It has been said by some that in the 9th episode of the 2nd season, Sweetened
Meat, there we go again.
It is strongly anti-capitalist as it pertains to the city of Canterlot as the embodiment of capitalist society, where the ponies that are caught up on empty, frivolous trivialities, whereas Ponyville is the socialist society where ponies base life and relationships on each other.
And that is in quotes, but not attributed to anything.
No, we...
Categories, toys, horses.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Let's click horses. What's going on here?
Why is this a category?
Lauren Faust has her own...
I just found
page.
This page, yes.
Lauren Faust is the red-haired creator of the latest incarnation of My Little Pony. She has sown to surpass common stereotypes, creating a children's cartoon with a target audience of girls that can be enjoyed by all people, regardless of age or gender.
Why is her hair color important?
Why do we care
the word
color
haired
hair
links to the Conservapedia page for hair?
What the fuck?
Hair is the name for the covering of keratin fiber found in most mammals. It is used to insulate the body and sometimes for camouflage display. Human hair types are produced by a mixture of genetics and the effects of magnetic interaction during early development.
Oh man, I thought I would lead to the
guys are having a flash.
So that's how magnets work.
I was hoping it would lead to the 1970 musical about hippies, and I'd get to hear some anti-hippie stuff.
Atheism and disco music!
Whoa.
Unlike various religious traditions, atheism has no tradition of dance. See, atheism and dance. No atheist song was ever popular within the disco music genre.
The dance of atheism.
No atheist song was ever popular within the disco music genre, and no atheist song was ever popular among atheists, which incorporated the disco music style. In addition, disco music is a genre of dance music that contains elements of soul, funk, pop, and salsa!
No, it's just...
Atheism has never been popular within the African-American community, nor has it been popular among Latinos. See, Western atheism and race. As far as pop, atheism has never been broadly popular among Americans. See, views on atheists.
What?
And pop music also often incorporates elements of music popular among urban ethnic communities. Additionally, disco music often deals with relations between men and women, and atheism has a significantly majority of men. See, atheism in women. Furthermore, disco music was frequently upbeat, and atheism is not commonly seen as being upbeat, particularly in theistic countries. See, hopelessness of atheism and atheism with depression.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
The most successful Euro disco group was ABBA. Although the Swedish group ABBA did not incorporate atheistic themes within their music, Björn Ulvaeus is now an outspoken advocate of godlessness. In Sweden, most leftists are secular leftists. The Wall Street Journal states concerning leftist and ABBA's music, for leftists in Sweden in the 70s, we became the Antichrist, Ulvaeus recalls.
ABBA should not still be coming up in this diatribe.
Commercial. Oh, he adds that the group was accused of being commercial and shallow.
All right, I've it's on a different page, but I've got some important information documented for you. It's on the page Atheism and Dance, and it's the section Atheist Pendulette's poor dance performance on the show Dancing with the Stars.
The God was so not with him.
Penn Jillette appeared on the television show Dancing with the Stars. At the time, Jillette was overweight. See also Atheism and Obesity.
At the time?
In his performance, I believe it. In his performance, Jillette performed the dance move, the Walrus Slide. A video of an overweight Jillette doing a Walrus Slide can be seen here. Alright, here's the final note. One of the dancing judges said that Jillette, who performed the cha-cha-cha with his partner, was very heavy on his feet.
We've discovered that Pendulette can dance.
So I'm glad we've documented that for you.
Idiots can't dance. Slowpoke, you can either read about Halo or The Sims.
Halo, franchise, owned by Microsoft, and includes nearly a dozen games. The main games are first-person shooters, but some are strategy games. They are available on the Xbox and PC. The P.C.
Postmaster Central.
Personal computer.
The politically correct. Halo is a first-person shooter video game and book series
book
set
series?
In the midst of an interstellar war behind... Yeah, there's Halo books.
That's you don't see Star Wars listed as part of a book series, do you?
Maybe you do.
It's a multimedia experience.
Halo is a first-person shooter video game and book series set in the midst of an interstellar war between humanity and a theocratic alien race called the Covenant. It is set in the 2550s, and the first game opens with humanity on the verge of extinction. It only released on the P.C. and the Xbox.
The religious reference, read the last sentence.
So, let's learn a little bit about Jesus. First, one may think that a Halo is a very atheist, due to the enemy being a theocracy and being blindly driven by their faith, but is actually surprisingly Christian. The Covenant are based on Islam. Oh.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Here we go.
Going. An act.
Strap in.
More like radical Muslims than the atheist views of the idiotic Christian. Furthermore, the Master Chief's millenary designation, John 1:17, is a reference to the Bible verse, John 1:17. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The struggle of the Master Chief is to save humanity
from the
covenant,
exclaiming for a moment.
Compared to the fight of the right wing to save America from the radical ISIS. Because ISIS was around in the year 2000.
It's like how, according to a lot of people, the Bible prophesied events that are still going on. Halo did the same thing, it just didn't get as much credit for it.
The Halo Code.
I'm surprised that, like, they didn't bring up that, you know, one of the enemies is literally a suicide bomber. But then again, I don't think they did that much actual research.
I disagree. I think they did extensive research on this particular topic.
I would agree that they've done a lot of research, but I feel like it's just one guy.
And also that research is in air quotes.
Watch the Let's Play.
Sherman Tank.
Yes?
Do you want to read the homosexual agenda or slogans on the homosexual agenda?
Well, I think we can't have one without the other. But I think everybody needs to know about the homosexual agenda. The homosexual agenda is a self-centered series of beliefs and objectives designed to promote and even mandate the approval of homosexuality and homosexual ideology, along with the strategies used to implement such. The homosexual agenda is the biggest threat to the right of free speech today! one of the top priorities of the homosexual agenda is to prohibit and outlaw conversion therapy, particularly for teenagers. California and New Jersey are the only states to have enacted such laws. Governor Chris Christie signed it into law as he was preparing his re-election campaign.
Makes me sad.
And
makes me sad
leftists
with two states
are pushing similar bans in many other states now.
How dare they infringe on our rights to abuse our children in different mental states?
Anyhow, in a speech on December 10, 2013, to a pro-family rally in Jamaica, Brian Kamenker of Mass Italics Resistance outlined the step-by-step approach of the homosexual agenda. Legalize homosexual, and this is step-by-step, but these steps are not numbered, so God knows what order they're supposed to be in.
So let's keep going here.
Legalize homosexuality, promote gay pride parades, demand non-discrimination laws, insist on homosexuals' adoption of children, push the homosexual agenda in schools. So part of the homosexual agenda is to push the homosexual agenda. Yeah, okay, I guess.
It's a recursive agenda. Move on.
Force gay marriage on society. Demand public funding to deal with an increased homosexual-related social problems. Promote the transgender agenda. Say that five times fast.
Done and done.
Impose a large-scale loss of free speech. Ban counseling for kids confused by homosexual issues. Attack churches.
What, with, like, battering rams?
No, it's one term. It's like weaponized churches.
Attack churches. Yeah.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool. I don't know who would oppose that.
Among all the liberal belief systems, the homosexual ideology is the most self-centered or selfish. Unlike the vast charity provided by churches, homosexual charity can be considered an oxymoron.
In what way?
Don't ask me. I'm just reading this shit. Anyway,
yeah, I suppose.
Ugh. Oh, here's some more specific goal. Here's some more specific goals that are not the specific goals already listed. And this time it is numbered, so we can assume they're doing this in this order. One, ignoring Christian morals and discouraging religiously based laws. Two, reminding the world that marriage is a legal term and standing in the U.S., not a spiritual one as believed by Christians. Three, ignore the clear message of the Bible that homosexuality is a sin and an abomination unto God because their First Amendment rights allow them to. What?
No, don't you understand? They're protecting the First Amendment rights.
Don't try to understand.
They're protecting their right to say things.
You're trying to do that thing again.
Yeah. Four, remind conservatives that there cannot be a gay gene, just like there cannot be a black gene, because complex things like these are caused by complex interactions between genes.
I will not let this article ruin my childhood.
And that's wrong,
because
there definitely can't.
For my dream of genie.
I don't know if we're just going to keep going in order, but I just want to say I really like number 16.
Number 16, undermining the resolve of latent homosexuals so that their will becomes too weak to resist the temptations of homosexuality.
Okay, let's get away from this article as fast as we can.
Yay!
And I think we're actually going
yes,
to
please.
Move off on this.
Must resist boner. Sorry.
We here at Extra Credit really like lists, and we also like hearing Kumquat yell things. So Kumquat, in the doc here, there's a category called liberal traits.
Oh,
would you be
absolutely.
Willing to read them? Whatever words in that list of traits that pop out to you, just go ahead and read them for us.
Yeah, let your heart pick.
That's
oh my god! Oh my god! The very first one. Oh my god!
Category: liberal traits. A category for traits common to liberals. Compare conservative traits for those common to conservatives.
This is weird Fallout DLC.
Keep in mind, all of the following things are traits. Academia and bestiality. Academic dishonesty. Ad hominem. Addiction. Alcohol abuse. Anger. Anthropological revolution. Anti-Christian sentiment. Anti-life. Anti-Semitism. Appeal to emotion. Appeasement. Atheist whining. Bestiality. Bias. Bigotry. Bullying. busybody, censorship, character assassination, childishness, Christian persecution, Christophobia, circular reasoning, class warfare, compulsive profanity, condescension, confirmation bias, corruption, credential bullying, deceit, deliberate ignorance, delusion, democratic race card. What?
What?
Demonization, demonizing conservative, denial, destroying the family, dirty tricks, discrediting attacked, discrimination, disinformation, user Tani C. Liberal denial. Damn you, Tani C. Double standard. Double speak, drug abuse, drug addiction, duplicity, elitism, emotional manipulation, entitlement mentality, environmental alarmism, envy, evil, evolution syndrome, exploitation, false dilemma, fashion industry values, finger pointing, flattery, fraud, gambling, gloating, gossip, harassment, hate, hate speech, Hollywood values, hoplophobia, hostility, hypocrisy, idleness, ignorance, immorality, injustice, insanity, intellectual dishonesty, internet trolling, intolerance, journalistic bias, last wordism. You can't put liberal in an article about liberal traits. Okay, I guess you can. Liberal anti-Christian hate, liberal apathy, liberal arrogance, liberal censorship, liberal denial, liberal desensitizing, liberal fairness.
What? What? What?
Liberal gullibility, liberal hate speech. You already said that one. Liberal hypocrisy, liberal immaturity, liberal inability to abstract, liberal logic, liberal media elite, liberal obfuscation, liberal stupidity, liberal thuggery, logo side.
Fuck you, logo!
Malice.
Fuck you, 1980s graphic art program
mendacity,
on an Apple II.
Mental illness. Microaggression, mindless equality, mockery, moral decline, moral relativism, name-calling, narcissism, network abuse, that's like a DDoS, New York values, newspeak, Nimrodian aspirations, non-sequitur, opposition to Christianity, oppression, paranoia, parody, paraphrasis, persecution complex, personal attack, perversion, politicization of science, politics of personal destruction, Pollyanna, prejudice, profanity, professor nitpicking, professor values, projection, promiscuity, propaganda, psychobabble, psychological manipulation, public school tyranny, race baiting, racism, rejection of science, relativism, reverse racism, revisionism,
oh boy.
San Francisco values. Selective citation, selective outrage, self-deception, selfishness, sex addiction, sexual immorality, siege mentality, sin, sin denial, socially destructive behavior, sophistry, special pleading, teacup generation, treachery,
that was a horrible
treason,
tweet core ban.
Vandalism, vanity, and wishful thinking. This was an excerpt from Jeff Foxworthy's You Might Be a Liberal If.
I wonder how much overlap there is with fashion industry values and San Francisco values.
I don't know, but...
Liking Madison Baumgartner?
Someone needs to
Grimbach?
Read the conservative traits.
Yeah, all right. You ready? This list is a real humdinger. Altruism, charity, common sense, individual responsibility.
Man, why do they take this tree? It's so underdeveloped.
Oh my god!
I knew I should have. I knew I should have gone evil in this run.
Well, to be fair, those are the only four you need.
So, extra credit. What did we learn today?
I learned that
Conservapedia is a webpage.
I learned that there should probably be a conservative agenda because this is disorganized as shit.
yeah.
The pages yeah. by
I
far that were the most
be a conservative table of contents.
You know, I learned that if I want pizza, I go to pizza222.com.
I do also want
to. Yeah, no, I
do also want to touch on the fact that by far the most accurate articles were the ones that were on things like anime, and probably the most objective article was the one on Harry Potter.
Surprisingly, Donald Trump doesn't have an article on conservative.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Does he?
Their search doesn't work very well, but Donald Trump. Yeah,
Donald Trump, nicknamed the Donald or simply the Don, is a successful businessman, entrepreneur, outspoken politician,
okay, what else
and
did we
television
learn?
Personality.
I learned, I was surprised by how little I learned, because to get into Conservapedia, I feel like it's just getting into, like, the conservative mindset. And then it's not learning anything, it's just telling yourself what you already believe
right.
over and over again on different topics. So I think it's like anti-learning. I don't know.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room for gray area. It's definitely you're either for us or against us, even if the topic is as benign as, I don't know, like an attack church.
I mean, I don't know. I have very vague memories because I was probably very inebriated at the time when we read about this stuff before. But yeah, the same themes sort of resonate throughout, and it's every evil in the world can be explained by liberals, even though like liberals weren't even a thing that was around at the time that thing happened. But they've pounced on this phrase liberal as the explanation for all bad things, and it's utterly amazing.
I know.
And if you want a scapegoat for all the world's evils... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say that I listened to a lot of conservative talk radio growing up in the 90s in Oklahoma, so yeah, this is the culmination of... This has been happening for a long time. That, like, you know, everything was... You know, there's a fake political cartoon that's parody of Mallard Fillmore, which was mentioned earlier, but it's just the duck saying liberals, 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 liberals.
Yeah, everyone should look that up. I forget exactly what it's called, but it's such a good parody.
I think actually, it's like anthropomorphic conservative talking point duck or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember what I was going to talk about. I think the sort of the moment of zen for the entire episode for me came when I looked up the Conservapedia entry for the definition of childhood, and the entire page was just a definition describing Leave It to Beaver.
There it is. This is going to be in the show notes, the cartoon.
What I've learned is that I was just looking through my graph in Audacity, and I think my microphone was turned off for like half the fucking recording, so I don't think any of you could hear my jokes.
And if you'd like to be not heard, you can go to Ball Pit.
Yeah. Well, there's that. Yeah.
BALLP.IT. And Kumquat's up. Would you like to tell us about Extra Credit's own website?
Oh, come on.
Yes? Where is it? To learn about Extra Credit, go to pizza22.com.
Because nobody's been able to do it correctly, so I want to...
THEFMIN.US.
Woo! I think Amelia really had to be the one to break this curse. Like, it's a destiny thing.
To go to the internet, go to http://thefmin.us.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, see you around. Goodbye.
Watch out for liberals!
There's nothing wrong with the capitalism. There's nothing wrong with...